Joining me on the line now is Bill Lang, Director of Small Business Australia.
G'day, Tony.
Bill, as a barometer of economic activity, people under 40 starting businesses, it's a real roll of the dice. You don't know what could happen. Is it a good sign?
Oh, look, it's great news, and I think we should have a great sense of optimism about the future that, you know, we've got young people that have been out working for a while and, you know, become young adults and are throwing their hat in the ring at, you know, having a go at having their own business and, you know, there's incredible benefits for them and for all of society, Tony.
To what extent is, in terms of life experience, ignorance bliss? If you've never started a business before, you don't know the obstacles or the pitfalls. Is it a good thing to be, let's say, ignorant?
Well, look, I think let's have probably informed ignorance is probably
okay,
better.
And
what I mean by that is doing some basic research. But of course, you know, until you get out there and put it in front of customers, you won't really know whether customers are going to buy it. So in some cases, you know, being totally ignorant, not a great idea, but informed ignorance and having a go, good thing.
Technology makes it possible, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And these days, you know, for very low costs and sort of, you know, paying as you go, you can get a website, you can do some digital marketing, you can test some ideas. Whereas several years ago, you know, it would be costing you tens of thousands of dollars just to get a website built. So the costs of getting going and trying are the lowest they've ever been. And now we've got access to customers all around the world, Tony. If they've got the internet, you know, they've got the potential to be a customer.
So, and in terms of satisfying those customers and shipping to them, how much does the large, massive, immovable regulatory state stand in their way?
Look, I think it varies from country to country and in some cases, you know, within countries. This is sort of an area where, look, you can't get across all of the regulations that are out there. You know, I sort of question whether any politician can actually tell us what they've got in place. There's no doubt there's too many of them. But look, you know, get going and... you know, as someone who was taught by the Christian Brothers, in some cases, rather than sort of seeking permission, says ask for forgiveness, don't you?
Yes, it's always good advice. All right, and if you don't seek forgiveness in this life, there's always the next. I'm sure they told you that too, Bill. How long does it take for the average small business started by somebody under 40 to turn a profit?
Oh, look, it very much varies, Tony, by the industry, the location, what the costs are that you've actually got. So, you know, at the end of the day, you know, profit is revenue exceeding costs and ideally generating some money for the owner to live on and to generate a return. So it varies a lot. But look, you can get a very small business going and throw your hat in the ring online and doing some online retailing, you know, for literally under a couple hundred dollars a month. And you sell a few items and make a 50% margin and you could be profitable within 3 or 4 months.
What would be your advice? You're Director of Small Business Australia. Your advice to somebody in their 20s with a smartphone or a computer and an entrepreneurial urge. What would you advise, Bill?
Look, I reckon the first thing is have a look in your, if you're living at home, have a look in your bedroom or have a look around the house, what's there that no one's using and get something on eBay or get on a Facebook group and have a go at selling it.
Yep.
So start learning about promotion, selling, you know, dealing with customers, dealing with the general public. Very easy to get going. And then every time you interact with a business, say to yourself, how could this be better? How could this business be improved? And you know what? Do the business owner a favor and make a positive, proactive, constructive suggestion because we want every small business to do better and to survive and thrive.
I saw one young entrepreneur was talking about the size of their business and she said, we don't have a marketing budget, so relationships are key. Can you just expand on that?
Yeah, look, the most valuable asset in any business are loyal customers. And the way to think about customers, if they're loyal, is they stay, say, and pay. So they keep buying from you. They say great things about about you to other people. They give you positive reviews. They review you.
Yep.
And they're quite happy to pay a premium. So, you know, and it's about relationships. And technology can't really have relationships with you. People have relationships. So, you know, that entrepreneur's spot on, Tony.
Good work. Thank you for your time this afternoon, Bill. Bill Lang, Director of Small Business Australia.
Thanks a lot, Tony.